Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, it's your choice. You know, you can make it any kind of day you want, whether it's St. Paddy's Day, the day after, or whatever. Given the choice, make it the best that it can be for yourself. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Been looking forward to talking with Joel Rosenberg. We get a chance to talk to him. It seems like once a year. I could talk to him almost, you know, every month at least. Whether we're talking Israel, we're talking about geopolitics. But we're honored to have Joel with us now. He's a New York Times bestselling author of both fiction and nonfiction books. He's become known for predicting coming events in his fiction books, including a 9/11 style attack. He predicted a plane would fly into a building, of course, in Denver. But nonetheless, he brought it out in story. He's the former writer for Rush Limbaugh, former campaign manager for Steve Forbes, and a dual citizen in U.S. and Israel. And we're going to talk about his brand new book. Joel Rosenberg, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, we got another page turner that you've turned out, and this is without warning. This is the third, and as we were talking before we went on the air, this is the third in the trilogy. And I wonder, because when you're living with a trilogy for as long as you have, you know, how do you just stop? You know, I could almost see this thing. I mean, to me, it's like a snowball has a life of its own, but then all good things must come to an end, right?
Well, you know, when you're writing a thriller series, a lot of that is instinctual. Mm-hmm. You're trying to build a character, you're trying to build a scenario, trying to take people on a journey, and one book doesn't feel like enough. Mm-hmm. But the question is, do you sustain that, you know, sort of forever and indefinitely, or does it need to have an arc where it has a sort of beginning, middle, and end? And in this one, when I began Without Warning, the third, obviously, in the series, I wasn't sure when I began. I knew how I wanted to end, but I didn't know if that was the end or not. And I, you know, and that's how what I wound up with. But Without Warning is about ISIS. It's about, in fact, the whole series. I started writing this series, researching it and writing it in 2013. Mm-hmm. The first book in the series came out in 2014. That was called The Third Target. Actually, it came out just at the beginning of 15, but I mean, it was sort of ready to go at the end of 14. Well, you got to remember that if you got a novel about ISIS attacking Israel, attacking Jordan, attacking the United States, now that seems like, well, of course you're writing a thriller about ISIS. Yeah, but when I did, no one had even heard of it. When I was starting the series, Bill, no one had ever heard of ISIS. And in fact, while I was writing it, President Obama famously said, oh, ISIS, that's not a big threat. That's just a JV team.
Right.
But I had been meeting with two former CIA directors and the former head of Israeli intelligence, the Mossad. And they were telling me, no, Al-Qaeda in Iraq is turning into something new called the Islamic State in Iraq. Then it was the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Then it became the Islamic State, just that. They were convinced that this something was moving and that I should sort of focus on that. And my goodness, they were right. So But when you write about evil, you think, how long do I want to write about this?
Exactly, yeah.
pretty grim.
If it has to affect you psychologically, man, like the last time we talked about in the second book, you said, Bill, it's not all bad news. There is some hope in there, you know.
And, yeah, right. Well,
you know, as there isn't without warning, because
go ahead.
I was just going to say, Joel.
You finish. You're Joel.
I think we're both excited about this. But I think we're encouraged to again be reminded that good will win over evil.
It will. And I look, I'm encouraged in part, not just through what I'm writing about, but what worried me most over the last few years was not the Islamic State. It was a sense in our government in Washington that we weren't really taking it so seriously. Mm-hmm. Like the idea of not calling the threat radical Islamic terrorism, like President Obama absolutely would not under any circumstances call it that. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, how do you defeat an enemy that you refuse to define?
Exactly.
Now, let me be clear. As I depict in these series, including Without Warning, we're not at war with the religion of Islam. The vast majority of Muslims, 90%, they're not our enemy. But there is this subset, and the polling worldwide of Muslims shows that between 7 and 10% of Muslims worldwide will actually tell pollsters that they support the violence of the Islamic State. Mm-hmm. They support suicide bombings against innocent civilians. This is radicalism. Now, it doesn't mean the 7 to 10% of Muslims will actually engage in violence. It means this is the pool that ideologically agree with using violence, and that's the pool from which the radical groups like ISIS and terror states like Iran mm-hmm. will recruit, will raise money, right? So this is a serious threat, because you can say definitely the vast majority of Muslims are not a threat. That's true. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yeah, the ones that come here in the United States are. Yeah, they say they can practice their religion much freer here in the United States than they can in Muslim-dominated countries.
Well, that's true. That's mm-hmm. true. And so it's true that if 10%, even 1 in 10 mm-hmm. Muslims worldwide support violence against the United States, against Israel, whatever, well, that's 160 million people in a world yes. of 1.6 billion, right? That's exactly. half the population of the United States. So this is a threat. And when the previous president wouldn't even describe it, wouldn't define it, that worried me. He took half measures against ISIS. And we saw an explosion of terrorism, not only in the Middle East, but in San Bernardino, in Orlando, in Philadelphia, as well as Belgium and Paris and Istanbul. But now we have a president who seems to be willing and eager to not only define the threat, but to go on offense. And so
exactly.
I'm not saying this is a president who's doing everything right in every area. In fact, he could use a little less Twitter time to mm-hmm. me, but that's just me. But he is serious about defeating ISIS, and he's pulled in an excellent team in James Mattis at the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. I know personally Mike Pence, who's, of course, now the vice president. He's a fan of these books. In fact, I brought the vice president 2 advanced copies of this a few weeks mm-hmm. ago when I met with him in the West Wing. Mm-hmm. Mike Pompeo at CIA is a friend both of the novels and me personally. Dan Coates at the defense as director of national intelligence.
Finally approved.
Smart
thank
guy.
God. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, thank God.
Right.
Imagine not approving a director of national intelligence until 50 some days into a new administration. But these are serious players, and they're serious about winning. They understand the threat. They're going to be careful, I believe, not to impugn all Muslims. They don't this is not a problem all Muslims. Mm-hmm. But defining the threat and going after it hard is critical. Otherwise, the scenario that I write about in Without Warning could come true, where ISIS penetrates inside the American homeland and strikes with catastrophic attacks, not just in Washington and New York, but all over the country.
Exactly.
On the same day. That's what we have to prevent.
Well, the reality is that you've got 1,000 investigations involving every state of the union right now with right. Terrorist activity or potential terrorist activity. So to your point, is there that powder keg in position that could be exploded in a one-day event?
I hope not, but I think we have to assume operationally, tactically, that ISIS is both radicalizing, recruiting, and trying to influence people to come inside the homeland to attack us. That mm-hmm. they've said they want to do it. That they're open in terms of their intent. They're calling on attacks inside the United States. And I was just meeting last week in Washington. I'm in New York right now, but in Washington, I met with the Homeland Security Committee chairman in the House, Congressman McCaul. Mm-hmm. And I gave him an advanced copy of Without Warning. And I said, you know, Congressman, you know, I just make this stuff up for a living, but your job is to make sure this doesn't happen.
Exactly. Right.
So I gave him a little briefing on the book, just a sense of it, and on a new poll that we just are releasing this week about how Americans see the threat from ISIS. Mm-hmm. But then he gave me a briefing on, you know, where are we? What's the latest in terms of the threat? And you just mentioned one of those points. But there are over 1,000 FBI active investigations into people that they are concerned are trying to foment ISIS plots. Last year alone, Bill, 36 people were arrested in the United States on ISIS-related plots. Wow. 36. That's
yes.
Three a month. Now, mm-hmm. Thank God they were arrested and they didn't do what they intended to do or allegedly intended to do. But that's the point. If mm-hmm. you've got three people a month being arrested, what if one slips through? What if we take our eye off the ball? That's
all it's going to take. Yeah, without a doubt. Joel, my recommendation is we need to get your book in the hands of these activist judges that think somehow
yes.
the threat is not clear and present, right?
That's a great point. I'm going to tweet that point out.
Okay. My gift to you, I'll tell you, you are a gift.
That's
Joel
genius.
Rosenberg. I really appreciate your gift and your willingness and courage to share it so openly with all of us. Congratulations again on the book Without Warning. And I'm going to look forward to seeing it in the hands of some activist judges. I can see that already. Joel Rosenberg on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joel.